Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. From Oxbow to Oslo, New York to New Westminster, we're global, baby, covering what matters to you. Let us know in the comments right now. Welcome to another episode of The Rod Peterson Show.
He's in a bad mood. Oh, come on. Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show. Love you too, Paul. Thanks. He's leaving to observe social distancing. How do you like that?
I do.
Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show, everybody. Hello, Canada. Welcome to episode number 199. Who did that? Was that you? No soap for you! Canada's morning sports talk show. Hey, are we having fun yet?
Good morning.
Here we go. We are live. I'm the host. Okay? They're all trying to crack jokes over there. Because we're observing that they're leaving. Right? And we're on the air and away we go.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm really good.
What a start.
I know. It's a good morning. I'm really, like, it's amazing how, you know, I'm in a good place right now, despite everything that's going on.
You? Oh, yeah. Yeah, and actually, that's part of my Elite Eight show topics that I'll get to. How's everybody doing here? Hey, I'm probably not to, for the time being, going to get to all of your hellos and everything, but please just send them in for those that are watching on Facebook Live where you're watching from this morning. Literally, we've already heard from New York City, Ottawa, and have they woken up in BC yet? I'm not sure. But it's going to be a fun day today. A little bit of a dog's breakfast, if you will. We're running the gamut. If you saw the guest list, it's a lot of hockey folks. Stu Grimson, the Grim Reaper. Oh, boy. Do we have a lot to get to with Grimmer? You know, Nashville, the tornadoes and so forth that struck Nashville just a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
We tried to get Stu on that day from Nashville. Couldn't do it. He was down at Bridgestone Arena serving pizza on behalf of the Predators to all the people affected by the tornadoes. The two that struck the city of Nashville. Last I heard, 9 deaths. And all of a sudden, the coronavirus hits, and boom, nobody's even thinking about Nashville anymore. Well, right. Grimmer will be with us. I want to get his take on the Stanley Cup playoffs. We got a lot of some NHL news to get to this morning in the rollout here for Flooring Superstore. Looking forward to chatting with Rempel. The Grim Reaper, but also Kelly Rempel. He'll be with us, but remotely, coming up an hour or two. He's in the financial services industry. Frankly, I'm kind of glad that I'm not in the financial services industry. Well, for a lot of reasons, but from what those guys are telling me, like Abu, who sat in that chair yesterday, it is beyond disaster. You think the sports world's crumbling,
right?
The finance, it's but. But I often said I kind of wish that I had a natural knack for money, rather than just yakking it up on the yak box. I'd be a lot richer.
I know. I think we all wish we had that skill, right?
Right. I don't have that. Just money doesn't come naturally to me. Now, having said that, I've said to you how many times since we launched on June 3rd, and the times that I knew you even before that, my philosophy is don't spend the money till the grain's in the barn. A lot of people snickered at me and scoffed at me. I'm going to tell you right now that philosophy is paying off.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. But there's a lot of people that look at it like you the other way.
And that's, I think, why we work so well is because in any good, you know, relationship, you got to have both, right?
That's what everybody tells me.
Yin and yang. And you got to have somebody that's willing to push you out of your comfort zones a little bit. But then you got to have somebody responsible pulling in the people who are going out there. If you have too many people that are out there, you'll live out there and you'll die out there because right now it's paying off for you, that philosophy, right? People are struggling, and if they live by that, don't spend the money till the grain's in the bin, you'd have a little nest egg ready to go.
Did I say grains in the barn?
You did say in the barn, but that's okay.
In the bin, that's what I meant. You got it. Hopefully everybody, well, I guess some people probably are putting their grain in the barn.
That's the first problem.
Garrett Mitchell will be with us. Washington Capitals, he was a Washington Capitals prospect. I don't think he is anymore. I haven't caught up with Garrett for a long time. Former Regina Pats captain, spent a lot of good years with the Hershey Bears of the American Hockey League. We'll just have a good hockey chat with Garrett. I feel like a complete tool for saying, don't spend your money till the grain's in the barn. Who puts grain in the barn? Dope. And the city people are like, what the hell's he talking about anyways? To the Elite Eight show topics here in the rollout for Flooring Superstore. Well, one more. The Olympics officially postponed 1 year. It's been since we went to air 24 hours ago. That's new.
Yeah.
I think shortly after we got off the air yesterday, the decision was been made to postpone the Olympics by 1 year. I don't know where you stand on that. I said, you know, Canada took the stance that they did. Clearly a role of leaders. I liked the way you put it yesterday. Whether you like their decision or you don't, this is the decision we're making. Mm-hmm. I like that. Clearly, so did a lot of the other countries, and so did the Olympics. Now, I did see the... What did we have on here this morning? Did you have TSN on? But they're rolling ESPN programming.
Yeah.
They had a older U.S. Olympian. When I say older, I mean into her 30s. I don't know her name or even know her sport. But she talked about how crestfallen she is that she may never be able... She might not even be able to wait another year.
Yeah. That's the thing. It's 1 year is nothing. I mean, 1 year's enough for some of these athletes. 4 years would be devastating. This is their only shot, right? This is their only shot. So I like the idea of just moving it 1 year because at least you give a good majority of the athletes a chance to compete again and still not miss their window.
I don't know. I get where she's coming from. I really do. I really do. But I also think, are you going bankrupt? Did anybody die close to you? That's probably a little harsh. And she's just saying her perspective. I get it. You know, she's trained a long time. But there are other people going through worse.
Yeah.
We'll come back around on that maybe. Point two, this is where Grimson will come in. NHL owners and governors badly want to get the season in. The Athletic this morning, I read a column there by Pierre LeBrun. The owners and governors had a conference call yesterday, and there was a disease specialist consultant fielding all their questions of the NHL owners and governors. They just want so badly to get this season in. And by the way, what the hell's wrong with that? I think we all applaud them for it. It's not because of greed. It's for a myriad of reasons. If you subscribe to The Athletic, I kind of go back and forth on whether or not I should have subscribed. But today's a day that I was glad that I did. Great article by LeBron on what was all detailed in that conference call with NHL owners and governors. And I guess the good news is they're not scrapping it. For the time being, they're not scrapping it.
Yeah, and that's good. I mean, you want to, again, without optimism, what do we have, right? Without optimism, where are we as a society, and where are we when we're going through this pandemic? You need to remain optimistic. The league wants to remain optimistic.
Yeah.
And they're going to keep working until they have to shut down their season. So I'm okay with that. And I mean, it's now logistics. If there's no end in sight, you got to look at the logistics of that. 2-3 month road trip, right? Of isolating everybody together. And that's a difficult task. The players might not want to do it, but all things, you know, the boring stuff really comes into effect here. Escrow, salary cap,
right?
I'm not gonna get into the details of it, but you know, if you don't play and the escrow payments go out, salary cap goes down, it affects so many things moving forward. So fans, no fans, I think that's the least of their concerns right now.
For sure. We got people writing in, obviously, Victoria, BC. They check in every day. Our good friend Mike Lee watching from Regina. He says he's pleased to be watching from Regina. Mike, we're pleased that you are watching from Regina for people that are from the safety of their home. Can you imagine being stranded on a cruise ship on the other side of the world and not being able to come home? Being from Western Canada. Mike, what's happening with my house? What's happening? Oh, couldn't even imagine.
I know.
Some guy wrote in, he says he's watching from snowy Melfort. Like, spring, can you hurry up? I want to wear golf shirts and shorts in here.
I know.
Still can't. For those that are listening and not watching right now, I'm wearing my Arizona Coyotes pullover, of which I love, but I'm ready for golf shirt season. There's been snow on the ground since October, for the love of Pete. Like, enough! I'll go! Point three. Boy, I'm taking my time meandering my way through this, aren't I? Our Elite Eight show topics and the rollout for Flooring Superstores. Do you think we can go a full show without mentioning the coronavirus? And the reason I say that, obviously it's not going to happen today because we already did. But last night we had a Netflix binging night like we do every night. And I'm watching Mad Men, couple episodes, flip over to Queen of the South because Michael Landsberg said to check that out. Come out of those shows, it's like, wow, put on normal TV. Oh, yeah. It was a nice distraction from the coronavirus news and reminded me of with the Pats all those years in junior hockey. We ride in the bus, get our asses spanked in Brandon 7-1 or somewhere, and, you know, fall asleep on the way out of town, be asleep by around Oak Bank, wake up at Grenfell, look out the window. Oh, yeah, we suck. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. You forget about it.
A little break from life.
For a while. Could we be that for people, do you think? And go 2 hours without saying coronavirus?
I hope so. I think that's something we're trying to do here. I mean, obviously, we're talking about how it is affecting the world as new information comes out and how it's affecting the sports world. But, yeah, that's what I'm hoping. And that's why it's so important to me that we can remain on the air. And everybody's done such a great job coming in here and helping out now, you know, and observing the social distancing, though. We get, you know, Ryan, our technical producer, comes in, makes sure we're set up to run with, you know, less people. And then he's gone before the show starts. And, you know, eventually it'll just be the two of us up here. And you know, we're working on being able to operate everything remotely. But I think it's so important. I mean, I think of myself. It's so important that I get to get out of the house, come here for 2 hours a day to 3 hours a day and get this little break. I can only imagine what it's like for the people watching. So I'm hoping that's what we can do.
Dawson writes in, says, Rod, do you think there will be a CFL season? Hang on. I'm getting to that. It's on my list. Dallas Federchuk, he's a scout for the Brandon Wheat Kings, and he's watching, and he writes in and he says, it happens to a few teams in the Wheat City, Roddy. I know. Trust me, I know. Humility serves at this time, Dallas. I'm just saying. It was particularly Brandon that we would get. We got our asses kicked everywhere. Who's kidding who? Point four, P.J. Walker has signed with the Carolina Panthers. He is the best player in the XFL from the Houston Roughnecks. If you watched any of their games, he's like a mini Lamar Jackson. Like he's... That's what I see.
Yep.
Great player. And Lynch and I wanted to talk about it more on Friday, and for whatever reason, we got derailed. But Lynch is like, he'd be a great CFL quarterback. He absolutely would. But I said, Lynch, at least five teams in the NFL are trying to sign him, and the Panthers did. So how much does that legitimize the XFL? Because I was going to watch it anyways. But in the conscience of football and football fans, what do you think that does for the XFL? He doesn't even need to start in Carolina. He is just a Panther.
As you put it in your column, it legitimizes the XFL enough for year two. That one move legitimizes them enough to have year two.
Thanks for reading.
It's enough that the networks will all re-up. And I know it's just one guy, but the networks should re-up. It adds a lot more intrigue and value. It adds that legitimacy for sure. It's along the same lines as, you know, why do we hold the CHL on a pedestal? And it's because of the legitimacy of it, because those are the prospects for the pros, for the NHL. And now if the XFL can be that system, I think it can be a real positive thing. And that's a big move.
Huge for the XFL more than anything.
Yep.
Randy Nichols watching in Cochrane, Alberta. He chimes in and he says, bye-bye Cam Newton. I don't know if you're predicting that or not, Randy, but they cut him this morning. They cut Cam Newton this morning in Carolina. It just wasn't happening there. He'll quarterback somewhere, maybe even New England. Brett Leffler's watching the program today, chiming in. I hope you folks don't mind me rolling with the comments from the viewers. That's how we got going here on this program. Brett Leffler was the captain of the Regina Pats, and he says, I don't ever remember getting spanked by Brandon in Brandon. Les, just so you know, the mind has an ability to block unpleasant things. Clearly, it's worked in your mind because it happened. And just wait till later in life, something will happen and trigger you, and you'll have a flashback. No charge. Point five. Three Blue Jays are stranded at the Dunedin facility. They never came north with the team. Two Asian pitchers and one from the Dominican Republic. Imagine being stranded with two other guys in a facility in Dunedin, Florida. Hell or heaven?
Hell. Hell.
Really? I think it'd be heaven. Have you ever been down there?
No, I haven't. It would be great to be in Dunedin. As you said on the cruise ship, you're like, you know, how tough would it be? And I know thinking of family back home, but I'm sitting there.
I can't get home.
Yeah, as a guy who doesn't get to travel very often, never take a holiday from work, right? It's just like, I would love that. That would be amazing. Great way to just pass the time. But You know, I get that it's tough for them too, that they want to get home. So
I don't know what their take on it is. If you're a young single man making millions of dollars and you're trapped in a beautiful Florida locale. Point six. Will there be a CFL season? Dawson brought it up earlier. Everybody's talking about it. And I've been getting DMs on Instagram and Twitter from fans. Look, any guess would be a guess. When Randy Ambrosi comes out last week and says, the only certainty is that everything's uncertain, he wasn't lying. Randy doesn't lie. He doesn't. So for us, are you asking for what we think? Because we don't know anything. I absolutely think there'll be a CFL season. Depending on what coverage you trust of the coronavirus, I believe that I will say that there will be a CFL season. There will be Stanley Cup playoffs. But you can watch some media coverage and be completely panicking and running around like your hair's on fire. And that's totally fine. That's up to you. I'm watching coverage, reading from my trusted news sources that this will die down. That's just how I feel, okay? Don't at me. We have to pay attention to the world that we live in now as opposed to 20 years ago. And I've used this analogy many times to my friends lately. I'm not saying I'm right. This is just how I feel. The hockey player that gets checked into the boards awkwardly in a game is put in a neck brace and carried off on a stretcher. And you think he's never going to walk again. He gets to the dressing room and hops off the stretcher like there's nothing wrong. It's all precautionary. I'm hoping this is that. So, again, don't lose it on me. I see the reports and, you know, deaths are up some places, but cases are down in other places. Whatever. It's what, believe what you want to believe. This is how I feel. But if he's asking me and my point is, will there be a CFL season? I say yes, and I'm kind of starting to believe that it'll start on time. What would be your answer to that?
Yeah, you know what? I'm a lot more optimistic about the CFL season than the NHL season because, I mean, obviously it starts a little bit later. Do I think it'll start on time? Probably not, but I believe that there will be a CFL season. I do. I mean, it's still a ways away. Training camp's set to open, middle towards end of May, third week of May, and then you get into the regular season. I think you can push that back. You can, you know, ramp things up a little bit quicker, and it's a long season in the CFL. So I'm still very, very optimistic that there's going to be a CFL season.
That's two yeses from us, but who the hell are we?
Yeah.
You're just asking our opinion. Right. Point seven, NHL draft. Your buddy Phil Gross in Saskatoon's all over that. Did you see his tweet at us yesterday?
We had a lengthy phone conversation about this, and he's got some different ideas.
And that's totally cool. Phil has his ideas on how the NHL should conduct its draft. This is what this reminds me of. One day I walked into the Starbucks in South Regina Chapters. John Lynch was there with a buddy of his. I won't name him, but the guy had a chart, depth chart, all these green, color-coded red tabs and everything. He's like, I've got my Ryder roster declared here for the season. And I'm like, why the hell would I care? Well, I've been spending days, weeks on this, and here's what I think the Riders will do. Yeah, and with that and $1.50, you can get a bag of chips. Why the hell would I care? And that's when it dawned on me that so many people love to be armchair general managers, yep, or in this case, armchair governors. So with all due respect to Phil and yourself, it don't matter what we think. And that's totally cool if you want to spend your time playing the what-if game on the NHL draft. But trust me, the NHL owners and governors and GMs are thinking about this, but I'm not going to waste 2 seconds on it.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
That's fair. Absolutely.
Can you, in 30 seconds or less, tell me what you guys think they're going to do?
I mean, I think they're going to just continue status quo, but he's talking about the prospects. He's like, we don't get to see him in the playoffs. We don't get to see him in the Memorial Cup. We don't get to see him in playoffs overseas. So you lose a lot of your ability to scout. And one radical idea that he had was to scrap the draft and just push it back a year, not have a draft. And next year, have a super draft, because you'll have two draft classes all at once. Now, I don't think that's ever going to happen, but it would be very interesting to see, and, you know, you have a little bit more time to scout. But, you know, I know the WHL and the CHL is looking at moving their drafts up. We could see a WHL draft as early as, like, the third week of April, done remotely. That's being talked about right now, as, you know, the season was canceled in the afternoon yesterday. So that's, you know, I don't know what they're going to do, but they're going to talk about different scenarios. It's just kind of fun throwing things at the wall and seeing what sticks.
We're out of time for the rollout here for segment one for Flooring Superstore. We're not through all of our topics yet. Well, point eight was the Memorial Cup being canceled. First time in 102 years it won't be handed out.
Yeah.
That's disappointing, but again, I tend to gravitate to the people that are teetering on bankruptcy and that have had deaths in their family. Just on a gravity of seriousness of where we're at right now. It sucks, but it could be worse. And through all of this, I got a star here. I'd rather tell stories. To sit and talk about how crappy things are, I'd rather tell funny stories.
Yeah.
That's what I'd rather do. Can we do that?
We can do that.
And a foot, another star that I wrote down, a footnote. I'm going to cheer for people, not teams. Our Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center poll question today is, how did you become a fan of your favorite team? Because we were talking about this yesterday, and it's caught fire on Twitter from comments from fans writing in why they're fans of the teams they are fans of. Our options are geography, where you're from, family, like your dad's favorite, or your it's your family. Maybe you cheered for the opposite of your brother's team just because. Favorite player, maybe you cheered because of Wayne or Michael Jordan or whatever, or other. Do you want to take a stab at what's leading?
Geography.
Yeah. You nailed it.
Yeah, those are the ones who are buying tickets, going to the games. For me, it was, I'd say family. It was a friend, right, who was a Toronto fan when I was a kid. And I'm like, oh, you got, who's this Felix Putt Van guy on the wall? You know, and all of a sudden I was like, okay, we're hanging out. I like this team now.
Cool. Dawson writes in, says family for sure. So there's that. Here's my three core teams. Riders, Pats, Oilers. And in terms of who I love first, Pats first, Oilers second, Riders third. Those are my core three teams that I'll always be interested in what they're doing.
Yep.
But you see, I'm wearing this Coyotes pullover right now. Friend of mine owned the team, flew me down there, showed me the town, went to his house. Pretty good.
Goes a long way.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let's not even go down the Vegas Golden Knights road or whatever teams have done that.
Yep.
Whatever. So I got a closet full of gear from every team, practically. Goes with everything.
Yeah. So I love it.
Blue and orange. Even green, you never really saw me in green that much.
No.
You know, it was always black Rider stuff, gray Rider stuff, white Rider stuff. So, hey, I'm a fan of a lot of teams. Yeah. And when your friends get cut, fired, traded, and they go to play for another, I'm going to cheer for them. I'm sorry. I'm going to cheer for my friends.
Yeah.
But that's just me. We'll be back. Sports update coming up. Stu Grimson here in hour one. In hour two, the Silver Fox and Garrett Mitchell. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live, coming to Game Plus Network in April, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Hi, neighbor. Bruce Axelson from the Capital Automotive Group. In these challenging times, we've taken the proper precautionary measures to ensure our dealerships are safe, comfortable places to visit. We've also made adjustments to make shopping and servicing easier for you, including at-home test drives, service pickup, and delivery at no extra charge, and we increased our shuttle services to better serve you and your family. We'd like our community to know that we're here to serve you however we can. The Capital Auto Mall. We're at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua in Regina.
Direct West provides us with stats and analytics, and it's amazing for us to look and see that, you know, each year we're 10 to 20% higher on our Google leads. It's great to see the success that our locations are having. The Direct West app gives us an opportunity to be in one place for people to find any of our locations or our commodities. Without Direct West, we would have to be in multiple digital places. I would recommend Direct West. They're great to work with.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
Welcome back, everybody. Just ahead of Mike Richards joining us on the program today with Dupes and I, a sports update for Ballers Rec Room and Red Bull Canada. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe will propose a one-year postponement for the Tokyo Olympics during talks with IOC President Thomas Bach. Japan's public television reported today. Abe said the postponement is unavoidable if the 2020 games cannot be held in a complete manner amid the coronavirus pandemic. The prime minister held telephone talks with Bach after the IOC said it would make a decision on the Tokyo games over the next 4 weeks. But they're done for a year. Travis Frederick said he thought he played well at center for the Dallas Cowboys after returning from a nerve disorder that sidelined him for an entire season. The 2016 All-Pro made it clear Monday that it wasn't good enough. Frederick retired from the National Football League, saying, quote, he could no longer perform at my highest level, even though he went to his fifth Pro Bowl in his only season after recovering from Guillain-Barré syndrome. Cowboys fans despondent. Their starting center hanging it up in the prime of his career. And as mentioned, for the first time in 102 years, there will not be a showdown to determine Canada's major junior hockey champion. The 2020 Memorial Cup has been added to the list of canceled sporting events in Canada due to the COVID-19 pandemic, with the Canadian Hockey League calling off the tournament and league playoffs on Monday. The 102nd edition of the event was scheduled to run May 22nd to the 31st in Kelowna, BC, to decide a CHL champion. And that is your morning sports update for this Tuesday for Ballers Rec Room, Regina's newest entertainment destination, where they are closed temporarily, as is their partner restaurant, The Tap, although The Tap's liquor store is still open. Also brought to you by Red Bull Canada. Thanks to Red Bull Canada for jumping on board the RP show. Watch out for the Red Bull Wings team to make an appearance at some of the Rod Peterson Show on-location events throughout the summer. Red Bull has launched a new Peach Edition, which is exclusively available at 7-Eleven and Loblaws Superstore and No Frills. Red Bull gives you wings. I don't mind talking about the Memorial Cup thing because we're a junior hockey market, and quite frankly, there are 63 of them across Canada in the Pacific Northwest, and I guess northern states as well. I don't mind talking about that. It affects a lot of regions. The one thing that I worry here is that little kids hear, oh, the Memorial Cup's canceled, and this is canceled, and that's canceled. The Olympics are canceled. It's not because people think that the coronavirus is going to invade the stands and kill everybody.
No.
It's because of the uncertainty of scheduling. That's it. Yeah. And that's why the CFL is holding off on a decision, and that's why the NHL is holding off on a decision. In a way, they have the luxury of time, if there's any luxuries here at all. The Memorial Cup did not have the luxury of time. The Olympics did not have the luxury of time.
No.
Fair?
That's absolutely fair. It is absolutely fair. And it's unfortunate, you know, that the season gets canceled. We talk about the 20-year-olds missing out on that opportunity. It's cyclical in junior hockey where, you know, the opportunity to contend and win one of those Memorial Cups, I mean, 102 years, right? What was the number? 102?
Yep.
I mean, it doesn't come around very often for an organization. So for Kelowna Rockets who have won this thing, okay, they've won it, but they get a chance to host and be in it. And you look at teams across the country who have opportunities to contend. That window is not open very long. Look at Swift Current, look at Regina. When the window comes open, you have to capitalize and take advantage. So I feel bad for the teams who have done their part in, you know, making moves to contend, making trades, loading up, so to speak. And they've given away, you know, good young players. They've given up draft picks to take a shot. And they don't get that reward to the shot. So they lose out on the draft picks, they lose out on the prospects, and they don't get to take their shot. I hope they have a chance next year. But you look at a team like Swift Current when they took their run, just completely unloaded the cupboards. Imagine if they never got their shot. Imagine if they never got their shot. All their prospects are gone, all their future is gone for the next number of years, and they don't get the euphoria of a full barn all spring and a chance to go to Regina, playing the Memorial Cup, hang a banner. That's tough for a lot of teams to swallow.
Okay, so as you say that, yeah, I heard a saying, everybody's pulling their, carrying their bag of rocks. So that sucks.
Mm-hmm.
How would you like to be a bubble team in the National Hockey League, like the Winnipeg Jets? That, going back to that Athletic article that I wrote this, or read this morning by Pierre LeBrun, how would you like to be the 18th team or the 17th team that if they cut this off at 16, you're out?
I know.
And you still had 11 games left to play. That there is costing you millions.
A Winnipeg team that was starting to play well, and, you know, you cut this off, yeah, all of a sudden, you got teams right on the outside. It's like, but we had 10 more games. We were rolling. Guys were getting healthy. We had the favorable portion of our schedule was left. We already played the teeth of the schedule, played Boston and Tampa and St. Louis and Colorado. now we got, you know, Detroit and, you know, Ottawa and whoever else, you know, coming up. Sorry. Well, I mean, I don't know what you want me to say.
It's a little like my rant, if you will, yesterday on honesty. This is the way it is. Sorry.
Look at us. I mean, disappointing that we don't get to take a trip to Kelowna and go to the Memorial Cup, which we were planning to do with this show. That's disappointing. You know, a week in the Okanagan Valley would have been a lot of fun. So there's a lot of things that are going to be disappointing, but you can't sit and dwell on what could have been.
And furthermore, to Gary Bettman, it's times like this that people like Ambrosi and Bettman and Goodell and Adam Silver and Rob Manfred make the millions that they do.
Yeah.
They got to make difficult decisions. They don't make difficult decisions every day, but they make difficult decisions in times like this. And what the Athletic article made very clear was that no matter what Bettman decides, somebody's going to be mad.
Yeah.
Right? So how do you appease them? And the other interesting story about the article was, you know, LeBron said he covered lockouts in 95 and 05. He said he's never seen the league and the Players Association get along to the degree that they do now. Just trying to find a solution to get back on the ice that not necessarily everybody agrees with, but is best for everybody. Is that fair?
Yeah.
But then he delved into what you brought up about the escrow, because hockey-related revenue is taken just a kick in the gut. So, interesting there. From, I don't know who left this note on here, maybe a broadcasting goat did. Ghost, not goat. Shout out to our friends at Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions, who are delivering for free a batch of the Lucky Bastard Distillery hand sanitizer to first responders in Swift Current. Thank you, Rockstar, for all that you do. Is this Paul's writing?
I don't know. I don't know. We had to get the calligraphy expert in here.
Somebody left this here, so thank you, Rockstar Supply Chains. I mean, some of our sponsors are having a real tough time right now. And quite frankly, given some of the ones that I've talked to, really couldn't give a rat's ass about whether the Stanley Cup playoffs continue. They're worried about their own right here.
Yep.
Or too bad that a 20-year-old's junior career ended without him having a chance to chase the Memorial Cup. Sorry, I can't pay my staff. I'm closing my doors. We've had other sponsors like Rockstar that have ramped it up. They're a supply chain. They're needed in this time. Yep. We've added a few new sponsors that you're going to hear about. It all depends on the industry that you're in right now. Our good friend from Snowbeef, Sask Snowbeef, Ian, saying, well, from our prospect profile, since the season's over, can we switch it to this? He wants to recognize all overages the rest of the way that got robbed of their chance to chase the Memorial Cup.
Yeah.
And, you know, food prices not going through the roof, food sales going through the roof. We're going to Southern Ontario right now from Saga 690 Radio, the great Mike Richards. Everybody knows Mike Richards. Joining us from the GTA. Mike, how are you, my friend?
Well, I just smashed a couple of computers. Technology, and I guess we're not getting along this morning. I apologize for not getting on the magic of Skype or whatever whatever tool they use. For some reason, I couldn't make it work, so I apologize going back to, I don't know, the 1970s and doing a phone interview. So I apologize for that.
Well, Mike, our viewers are robbed from seeing your gorgeous face, but they'll have to make do. How are things in your world right now?
Heavy drinking. real. The God bless the premier, who apparently does everything else wrong. But when it came to the essentials, as he announced the other day, it was like hospitals, pharmacies, construction, and the liquor store. So saved all of us. I think I think here in this province, like a lot of other provinces, they'd rather see the hospital shut down before the booze. So I think everyone's kind of relieved, but it's just horribly isolating, like it is for everybody else. It's there is some panic, although I haven't it seemed like it was going to get away from us a little bit, like it was in other places, and sort of run away. I still think there's a tremendous amount of greed that is very disappointing, I think, to just the normal average person that sees someone else come out of a grocery store with, you know, 50 rolls of toilet paper. Like, I'll never. What's going on with the toilet paper? Is that happening in Saskatchewan as well?
Oh, Mike, We don't have time to get through that. I do a recovery show, and we examine the psyche of what makes people do that, and it's all their desperate need to feel safe, a bit of the panic that's been fueled by the media, the fear-mongering. Oh, man, you just struck on one of my favorite topics. And by the way, for those listening, you'll recognize the voice, Mike Richards, Fan 960 Calgary, TSN Radio, Toronto. And, you know, back on that, by the way, Toronto's the closest that we have in Canada to a major American city by virtue of population. Out here, Mike, you live long enough, you know what it's like in Western Canada. You can throw your arms around and not hit anybody. We don't have the population density concerns that you guys have down there. So what it's like living like that stacked on top of each other?
Well, I think for the most part, as I said, I think they most people have done a relatively good job here. Like, as I said, when it first happened, and I'll be honest, I'll remember. So when the, was it Thursday, March the 12th?
Yes.
And the NBA had just decided that they were going to cancel the season. And so it's like anything else, Rod, in life, until it affects you in your own backyard. You know, I'm just looking at some, I don't know, Love Boat cruise in China. I don't know who thought that was a good idea, but I guess some people did. And so there they were cruising around, and it was from afar. It really didn't relate to my life or a lot of other people's lives. And it just looked like, you know, for the lack of a better term, like tainted bad food and a bad decision to go on a bad boat. And then, of course, it starts to filter through, and it still, I don't think, for the most part, really landed hard to a lot of people here. And then the NBA goes down. Well, when you do what we do for a living, all of a sudden, that's one of the big guys taking a knee, and then it got real serious. And I think from the moment that that happened, that Thursday morning, and still at that point, the NHL had not followed suit. In fact, really, very few had, but I mean, that was the first domino to fall. And then once that started to go, I really felt that Thursday, at least here in the GTA, it had a weirdly similar feeling to, and I don't want to make it extreme, but it did feel like 9/11. That morning of 9/11 where, I mean, I was on the air. It was the Team 1050 at the time, myself and Paul Romanek, when the first plane goes into the first building just before the 9 o'clock news, and that was national. And then after that, of course, the horror that followed that, and just the tension in the air. Like, I mean, you could feel it. There was a genuine fear that in North America is incredibly uncommon. You're not prepared for it because you really don't relate to it, because it's hard to relate to something that is almost for a generation, at least, the first time that they've gone through this. So this had eerily a similar feel to it, and I think that's what sparked all these people who fear-monger, all those who buy into certain news agencies that, quite frankly, they're making hay. I mean, this is where they make their money. Sorry, but it's true. I've seen the newsrooms. It is orgasmic at times about, you know, all the different issues, all the different levels of humanity that will be affected, and they just keep pushing people into such a bad area that some buy into it, get sparked, go down to No Frills, and buy, you know, 50 cases of toilet paper, which, you know, has kind of stopped a little bit. I'll be honest. Toronto didn't and hasn't really gone in a really bad place. It, as I said, it was just the initial fear of late. I don't really have that. And I'll be honest, I pretty much stay in. I did one round of trying to get to some small sort of mom and pop stores. And before they close down, and just give them a little bit of a boost and buy some stuff off them and take it home. And look, generally in our house anyways, I mean, we're always stocked up. There's always, I don't know if you go through this in your house, but there's always too much meat. How can there be, Rod, too much meat? That's not even a thing. Too much meat.
By the way, it is my favorite topic. I mean, some of this media, they like to, for whatever reason, scare people. You know, they get a thrill out of scaring people in the media. And with the toilet paper thing, I didn't realize till recently, because I don't watch the news per se. I kind of look back and realize this is why it's all gone. They were watching the news. They were scared by what was on the news. That's what it was. I enjoy pissing people off. I don't like to scare people, but you get it, Mike. And by the way, Gregory Lee, one of our viewers, writes in and asks us what professional sports that we would like to play. Gregory, I don't want to play any sports professionally. Never really did. This is what I want to do career-wise. And back, though, to the pro sports thing, Mike. CFL, because you're a big CFL fan, and obviously NHL, do you envision a return to the ice and CFL kicking off on time here in the months ahead?
Well, those okay. Well, I'll address the first one with the NHL. The fact that they're still having meetings, trying to figure out if they played into July and into August, that maybe they could start the season in November, and I find that to be embarrassing. At this point, because of the unknown, because of what they've done, finally the IOC, the most arrogant of organizations on the planet, finally had to take a knee with the Tokyo Olympics. And there you have meetings with, I don't know, where are they, somewhere in Florida? I don't know where the hell they are. Probably bathing on the beaches with all the other spring breakers who are wearing no shirts. But I'm like, why are they even considering this? Look, call it a day. You kind of have to call it a day. And so if that's the case, if you're the CFL, because, you know, the combines have been affected already, you know, some of the ability for the teams to see these guys that come from different schools where the coaches need the eye test, I know that that has hindered them greatly. And so what I'm really hoping is that, as much as, you know, draft prospects and free agents and so on having difficulty, I've got my fingers crossed that by sometime in, I don't know, maybe June, that we have some sort of receding of it. Now, again, because I'm unsure, like everybody else realistically should say, we don't know how long that will take before we get to a place, quite honestly, where China is right now, if we can believe them, that we'll see a semblance of it flattening on the curve, I think is a phrase that they like to use. And so if the CFL season had to be shortened slightly, I mean, maybe the bye weeks and so on, that I think would have to go by the wayside, and maybe you do lose a couple of games. But, I mean, in my heart, I really hope that we do get a CFL season. Obviously, in Saskatchewan, it's going to be real important, and, you know, with hosting a Grey Cup as well. I mean, that is, you know, it's the cradle almost of football to me. I mean, Western Canada and the way that football is. But, I mean, I think anyone would be slightly probably just jealous of the way that football is treated in Regina. I mean, to me, you know, with the new stadium, I mean, obviously I've, you know, been a fan of the league since I was literally born, but to see what transpires on a weekly basis at Mosaic is nothing short of really what a fantasy was for me as a kid. And when I mean fantasy, you have to know this about me as a student. Terrible student, delusional, fantasy 24/7. And what I used to do when I didn't understand certain exams is I draw football stadiums, each and every little head, the concessions, private boxes. You know, I had the whole, I mean, these were masterpieces. Even biology teachers would say, boy, you're a terrible student, but man, I love the stadium, you know. And so when I saw what Saskatchewan came out with, I'm like, oh my God, are you kidding me? Did they read my French paper from 1978? Like, literally, it is a work of art. So I'm hoping that all the plans at some point will still go forward, because something tells me that sometime in June and July, I think we got a chance of normality. And again, I'm just guessing like all the other bozos. But to me, if the CFL had to lose a bye week and maybe two games, my hands are crossed that we do get a CFL season, because, as you know, and for anyone else who's a CFL fan, It's the best part of my life. It is. I mean, I love sports, but the CFL is emotional for me. It's a spiritual thing for me. I grew up a Ticat fan. I mean, someone said, you know, dream about playing professional sports. Well, you have to remember, goalies were my size when I was playing, and so I did extremely well as a young goaltender. And I thought maybe that was a choice. But the fantasy was spatting up my shoes and returning kicks for the Hamilton Ticats. I mean, that's talk about the fantasy life. That and marrying Cindy Crawford, they were, that's 1-2, baby.
Well, hey, you got to have dreams. There's still time, Mike. There's still time. Look, we got Stu Grimson ready to roll. I could go on with you all day. Let's do this again soon, please.
Absolutely. Anytime.
All right. Mike Richards chiming in from Saga 690 in Mississauga. We're going to Nashville next. Stu Grimson, the Grim Reaper, is locked in and ready to roll. We'll be right back. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live. Coming in this spring to Game Plus TV Network. And listen live at rodpeterson.com.
At Suds, we make your car shine. It starts with our state-of-the-art wash system. Our NeoGlide wash material is safe and gentle on vehicles and buffs your finish to a brilliant shine. Plus, we hand dry and inspect every vehicle for a top quality result. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Natalie. Whether you're getting an exterior wash that takes 10 minutes or treating yourself to an interior cleaning, the result's going to be the same. Your vehicle's going to look great.
Suds Full Service Car Wash.
We'll make your car shine.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Oh, yeah, he's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back to the program, everybody, on this Tuesday morning. It's episode 199 of Canada's Morning Sports Talk Show, and we want to thank our next guest for sitting through the break. That's the Grim Reaper, Stu Grimson. Not that anybody needs an introduction to Stu, but I'm going to read it anyways. Three seasons with the Regina Pats, God's team, 1982 to 1985, 729 NHL games, 2,113 penalty minutes, and look at that smile. He's smiling like a butcher's dog. Grimmer, before we look at you, I know. Let me just say hi. I got a text here. Say hi to Grimmer for me from the Rat. Listen every day. Keep up the great work, Rod, from your friend Dale Durkat. So right out of the gate, Dale, a hello from your buddy.
That's fabulous. That's fabulous. Dewey listens to the broadcast. He was one of my favorite teammates. He was a true, just a beauty, one of my absolute favorites. And what a talent as well. Just a fantastic player.
You know what, Stu? We got a lot to get to. What's up in Nashville, how the coronavirus has affected your life. However, there's been a lot of stories coming out, a lot of talk about the early 80s Pats and what a great team they were. People in Moose Jaw are saying they used to drive over to the Agrodome to watch just because you guys were so great. And I never really got into that with you a whole lot in all the events that we've done. Did you ride shotgun as the bodyguard for Dewey regularly, if at all? I mean, what do you remember about that time?
You know, I didn't. We were teammates for two of my 3 years. And in fact, I think one of those was a partial year. But Dale actually played with, we had one of the toughest customers the Western League has ever seen. Jeff Crawford was our captain, and he was a teammate of mine my first year in Regina. He played left wing alongside Dale, and Big Crow, you know, tough game, tough league back then. And Jeff kind of rode shotgun for Dale back then, and he was well looked after. So I really did not, plan a line with Dewey at any point during those 2 years. I will say to your first point, just the caliber of teams that we had while I was a member of the Regina Pats early 80s. You know, my great regret is we didn't go on to win the league and ultimately take a run at the MC, the Memorial Cup championship. But, you know, my second year, we went to the finals. Kamloops Blazers came within a whisker of
game seven, of Dean running. Evason. Yeah.
Oh, please.
Sorry. You know,
it's sorry. Just a hurtful hate. It's a hurtful memory. It's a really hurtful memory. Came within a whisker. But listen, nothing against those Kamloops Blazers. They were fabulous teams as well. And then, too, even my third year, I think we wrapped up in the second round. We lost to Medicine Hat, if I'm not mistaken. But I was going back over that roster. Would you believe we had 11 guys on that team that were 20 goal scorers or better? That was the 84-85 edition of the Regina Pats. We had some great teams back then. We really did.
Yeah, those are the things that people are talking about around here right now. And I don't know why. I guess for an absence of other things to talk about. But I will tell you this. Every time you're on Grimmer, my phone blows up with hockey people. They love.
Sweet.
Yeah, they love the stories from you. To get real for a second, last time we chatted, tried to get you on, tornadoes had hit Nashville. You were downtown, all hands on deck, helping out with emergency effort. Yeah. And then coronavirus hits. Like, my gosh, what's going on in Music City right now?
Oh, it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. So we're under a stay-at-home order. Nashville is actually located in Davidson County. Davidson County is kind of right downtown Nashville. We're under a stay-at-home order, which I was kind of under even before that stay-at-home order was imposed. Jennifer, my wife, and I went away to Portugal for about a week and a half. And after that, the U.S. travel ban, banning anybody from the kind of Western European area, were banned from coming home. Of course, Jennifer and I are American citizens. I'm a dual citizen now since having lived in the United States for a good long while. And we were under a stay-at-home order request by the CDC, just given that we had traveled back from Portugal after the U.S. ban went into effect. So we're kind of locked down for a couple of weeks anyways. And I will tell you honestly, Rod, I'm having the time of my life. Like, you know, for those that know me well enough, I don't mix well with other people to begin with. So the fact that I'm under a stay-at-home order, like, my coworkers are thrilled. The only downside is for Jennifer. Yeah, no, my coworkers, they're thrilled. They're getting a wonderful respite from me. They don't have to deal with me on a day-to-day basis. The only downside, I suppose, is for Jennifer, my wife, and Luke. Luke, the dog, is right here behind me. Luke's looking at me like every day, like, don't you have a flight to catch or something? Like, shouldn't you be on a plane going somewhere? It's about time. But, you know, I've been pretty productive here at home. I really have been. But it's just been a, you know, like many, many other places, it's been just very, very, it's been surreal here in Nashville.
Well, look, I get it. For anybody that's been everywhere, the chance to stay home is a godsend, quite frankly. My wife said on the weekend, divorce rates are going to skyrocket. I think she was talking about our own house. But Grimmer, I mean, you still do those NHL Network appearances. So put on your hockey hat for a second. Yeah. You're very close to the Predators. They've rebounded since the coaching change. They're on the cusp. I mean, how would the Preds feel if they, you know, cut it off today and said we're starting the playoffs, and if they missed? If they were one of those bubble teams, what are they thinking right now?
Yeah, I don't know. I'll tell you, there's a lot of different scenarios kind of being bandied about. And I think the Preds, you know, if a scenario whereby we kind of forego the rest of the regular season, which I think would be, you know, really unfortunate, because we're talking about an eighth of the schedule still remains and a lot can happen, because the Preds, you know, I think they get a great reprieve if we started the playoffs today, just based on current seeding. We kind of fast forward right to the playoffs. And that's assuming, you know, we've got this miniature training camp and everybody kind of gets a chance to ramp back up to speed. The Preds would be very fortunate, because I think they were a team that is somewhat precariously positioned right now. Yes, they're currently holding down a playoff spot, but if you look at the strength of schedule for the balance of the season, the Preds have, I think, the second toughest schedule among Western Conference teams. So a lot can happen. A lot can happen when, you know, you're kind of in that situation like the Preds are. On the other hand, I think, you know, a club like Columbus, if you look out east, Rod, it's kind of interesting. That's a team that's just badly banged up as all this, as we shut down the NHL schedule. They probably get a wonderful reprieve as well, because I think they were very vulnerable. Columbus was out east, just in terms of how bad they were banged up. And there are some other teams trending favorably behind them that they may have kind of pulled them out of one of those wildcard spots out east. But we'll see. You know, I tend to be an optimist in all this. I think that, you know, I think our nation, our North America more broadly, is going to look very different, say, 3 weeks to a month from now, if that ends up being how long we actually shut down. And I think, to me, that still seems enough time to salvage part of the regular season and even perhaps a playoff, a semblance of the playoffs in some fashion. So time will certainly tell. A lot remains to be seen, but I tend to be an optimist. I think we'll salvage something from the 2019-2020 schedule.
I'm absolutely with you on that. And by the way, you're going to be hearing this, if you haven't already, Liberty, which is a school close to you, Kent Austin, former Rough Rider quarterback, is a coach at Liberty. They're ordering 50,000 students back to school. I just saw on Twitter as a direct. Wow. Yeah, I know. You might want to check that when we hang up. But that's at Liberty, not too far from you. As we wind this up, Grimmer, a lot of people asking, how's the book doing? Some are writing in saying they have it. Where can they get it signed? You've been in the area a lot, I see, and it's been going great. Unfortunately, some of your events canceled due to this pandemic. But how's the book going, and how could people in Western Canada get it signed? What's the best way?
Yeah, great question. And listen, first of all, a hearty thanks. I really appreciate the support and the encouragement. You know, I just never envisioned that the book would go over as well as it has. I was not, in addition to being a reluctant warrior, I was a reluctant author as well, but thrilled that the book is out there. I'm very proud of it. It turned out great. I am so grateful that it's gone over as well as it has. I'm going to be doing a number of events in Western Canada, all that contingent upon, you know, when Corona kind of gives us some pause here, when it gives us an opportunity to do so. I had a number of engagements even in and around the Regina area on the calendar that we've since had to shut down. But once we get up and running again, folks can kind of tune by my webpage or sign up for my webpage for the newsletter. And, you know, if you follow me on Twitter, I'll be sure to tweet out something to that effect after we kind of sign off this interview, Rod. But I'll give you an opportunity to kind of sign up, follow along, see what kind of activities taking place to hopefully provide you an opportunity, if you own a book, to get it signed. Because, you know, I tell you, one of the great things about having authored this book and seeing it go to market was just the opportunity to meet with folks that have read it, who have been impacted by it, and have some really favorable things to say about it. So that's been a great blessing to me. It's been a lot of fun to be able to do that.
It's funny, some great comments coming in from our viewers. From Todd Dacu, our social media person here, he says, for a guy that made his living beating the absolute life out of people, Stu's an incredibly articulate man. Love hearing from him. You probably never hear or get tired of hearing comments like that, I would think, Grimmer.
Well, it's very encouraging. It's very encouraging. Although I will say there are lots of comments on the other side that accuse me of being a stumbling, stuttering knuckle dragger at the same time. So you take the good with the bad.
Well, actually, your buddy, your good close friend Matthew Barnaby said to me, next time you talk to Grimmer, can you just ask him what's wrong with that guy? Why can we not? He wants to be friends, Stu. Can we make that happen, you and Matthew Barnaby?
He so misunderstands me. I think we are friends. I love to push his buttons from time to time, but I need to get together with Barney. I need to get together with Barney and straighten things out. You're right about that.
One of my most favorite stories ever is him why you don't like him and beating the hell out of him in Buffalo. We'll talk about it another time. Here's the tweet, Stu, by the way. From at Axios, up to 5,000 students will return to Liberty University's campus this week as the college bucks the national trend of school closures in an attempt to stop the spread of the coronavirus. So you may or may not be hearing about that, but you probably will.
Oh, that gives me pause, gives me some concern. Rod, I think you and I both share an optimistic point of view that we will get through this. We'll be fine sooner rather than later. But to me, given where we are, I think we're still early in the curve here. I don't know that it's time for everybody to, especially a significant chunk of the population like that, to be going back to business or school as usual. I think we're premature for that.
I'm with you. Don't poke the bear. Just stay home.
Exactly,
and let's get through. Right. Grimmer, always a pleasure, man. Keep in touch.
You bet. Thanks for having me on. Really enjoyed it, Rod. Always a pleasure.
Stu Grimson from Nashville. And by the way, we have the same business manager, by the way, Joe Broken Toe Gunnis over in Moose Jaw. Team them up and it's just been like a rocket. I can't wait to, I might call Barney in the break and just say, Stu's joke. He's joking, Barney. He's pushing your buttons. Because the last time I talked to Barnaby, Barnaby's like, what's wrong with him? I'm trying to be friends and he keeps coming at me on Twitter. He just explained it. He's just playing.
Could you imagine? We could promote the card as a title fight between those two right down a boxing ring. I think it would be amazing.
Who would you take?
I don't know. Grimmer's got the reach, right? Big reach.
I will tell you this. There it is. Tom Geiger, our viewer, I believe he's in Kindersley, says, Grimmer, Barnaby, straightening it out. Sounds like a pay-per-view.
There you go.
That would be a good way to get... stimulate the economy a little bit. Mind's racing, isn't it? We can sanction it.
A million miles an hour.
I will say this, because Grimmer's probably still watching in Nashville. Barnaby said Grimson wiped the ice with them every single time they fought.
Tell you this.
Every time.
We're going to go to break, and I'm going to go call Pat Fiacco. We're going to make it happen.
Is he going to be the referee?
He's going to do something.
I just see that we are over time, so hang on. We'll be back next hour. The Silver Fox will be with us. And Garrett Mitchell, Hershey Bears alum. I know that he got a couple games up with the Washington Capitals. Former captain of the Pats. Hour two, straight ahead. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live. Coming to Game Plus TV Network this spring. And listen live at rodpeterson.com.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it. And when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years and it's been a great experience.
Hi neighbor, Bruce Axelson from the Capital Automotive Group. In these challenging times, we've taken the proper precautionary measures to ensure our dealerships are safe, comfortable places to visit. We've also made adjustments to make shopping and servicing easier for you, including at-home test drives, service pickup and delivery at no extra charge, and we increased our shuttle services to better serve you and your family. We'd like our community to know that we're here to serve you however we can. The Capital Auto Mall. We're at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua in Regina.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming at the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.